But now we're making a sima Masechta Makkos from the Tuesday night shir. Now we're in the Gemara Chagiga. You can always join. It's never too late. We're a few blat into the Masechta already of Chagiga. But Tuesday night we learned Masechta Makkos. We finished. We're having a sima and a big breakfast. I want to thank Meshi Mataban, the head of the committee, and Benny Aminzadeh, the head of the catering committee, and all the people that sponsored it and were part of this good thing. After this, there'll be the regular TLC class, so everybody's invited to stay. Anyway, the Gemara at the end of Makkos tells us a story. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer ben Azayi, Rabbi Shuv, and Rabbi Kiva were traveling. They heard the sound of Roman crowds in the plaza of Rome, 120 mil away. And all these rabbis started crying. Rabbi Kiva started laughing. Amalei, they said to him, "Mipnei matam mesachik." Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? Amalei, he said to them, "Matam mipnei matam bechem." Why are you crying? Amalei said, he said to him, "Alalu kushim shtachem latzavim mekatam aviz kechovim." These heathens who bow down to idols and sit securely and in calm. V'ano abeis adem ragleino lekeinu sodif, and our base of migdash is destroyed. But with fire, v'li nifka, we shouldn't cry. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva said to him, "Lekachani mesachik." That's why I'm laughing. If the sinners get such calm, how much more so the Jews who do the will of God for sure will be in calm. Then it said, "Shuv b'machas." Another time, the same rabbis were going up to Yerushalayim. When they came to Harat Seifim, they noticed Mount Scopus. They came to Bigdam. They tore their garments. When they came to the Harabais with the bounty with the base of Migdashes, they saw a fox running out of the Kedesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. They started crying. Rabbi Kiva Mitzachet, Rabbi Kiva started laughing. Amalei said, he said to him, "Akiva, why are you laughing?" Amalei, he said to them, "Mipnei Matam Bechem, why are you crying?" They said, "Amalei, Azara Kadiv, Malkim Shekazabe, Azara Kadiv, Yumas." There's a place that the base of Migdash is so holy. The Kedesh HaKadoshim, it says in the Pasuk, that even a foreigner who's not a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who goes in there, gets killed. Now foxes are walking in there, we shouldn't cry. Amalem said, Rabbi Kiva said, that's why I'm laughing. Why? Because there's a pasuk that says, I will testify trustworthy witnesses, that what? They're about the certain prophecy. So Rabbi Kiva said to them, how does Uriah get this chaya to be two kosher witnesses? Uriah b'migdash rishon, Uriah lived in the first base of Migdash, and chaya lived during the second base of Migdash. So how can you have these two people together being witnesses? So what does it mean, Rabbi Kiva said, the Torah connects and binds and links the prophecy of Zechariah with the Nevuah of the Uriah. What does it mean? By Uriah says, the prophecy, as Uriah's prophecy was about the destruction, that because of the Jews' sins, the Zion will become plowed like a field. And in Chayit it says, old men and women will sit peacefully in the streets of Yerushalayim. So he says, one Nevuah says destruction, one Nevuah says prophecy. So Rabbi Kiva said, before the destruction prophecy was fulfilled, I didn't know that the redemption prophecy will be fulfilled. But now that I saw that the destruction prophecy was fulfilled, definitely the prophecy of the Beis Hamikdash will be fulfilled. So Belashen as Amrulay, this is what the Rabbi Kiva's colleague said to him, "Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva Nechamtanu, Akiva, you comforted us, Akiva, you comforted us." Mepharshim explained, what's the double expression? Simply for both stories, was one for the first story, one for the second story. In Chassidus it explains, it's Akiva Nechamtanu, because the ultimate Nechama, the ultimate redemption, the ultimate peace, is dafka through the golus. So Rabbi Kiva in destruction saw building. All the other rabbis in destruction saw destruction. Rabbi Kiva was this optimist that in the concept of destruction, he understood Hashem does not destroy things for the sake of destruction, but for the sake of building a greater base of Migdash. I'm sorry. Dara bas papa. Hadam al adin lezir sel chavina fiyas am chavis sabni anach zesein vsey zesein vsey atzei am chavis sokla ni yishmach lini zesir sachal ishma. Meivit chakmein mitzir sachal galeim hilim libi sam yi libi sam chukachum an le'evish. Le'elem eshkim chvidach yom chesan im barach atu adin yel amnei chukach amin 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 salavad. Meidam anach lufanach adin lehin vsey nishir sam tachukin miyashu bitzim meidu zinchat tachukin miyashu kronis. Shana meshkim vim 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 meshkim Vakitzeitze hisi sichecha. Kivi yibi yimecha v'sivlach shetz chayim eichim b'minu b'smei lo yishu v'chavid adinyo yoyz lamayit and adinyo yivarech esame v'asholim. Yizgad av yizgad ha-shmei rabo v'yom adu dos osin l'schadu tolochio maseo l'asok yosim chayo mil mivnei kati rushalayim shokho lehich v'gavol meku pochad nukhro v'naro נוסף ופוחנו דשמי אל עצב ימח קודשי בריחו מהחוצי ויקורי ויאס מפקורי ויקורי משיחי ויחנו ומחנו לך לכל בייס אצלו והגלוס מהקורי ומרומן יהי שמירה ומברך לעולם לעמי מה יסבור ומשתם ויסבור ויסבור ויסנעסה ויסדו 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 ושמי לקודשי בריחו וידו מקום וחז ושיר עושה וחז רחם עושה דמינו ביום עוב ומרומן היסו ורבר ותמידים הקודם ותמידים הקומנדי עסקו מרעי סדיו עשו דו ודמחו עושה וסד יהי להן לכן שמרה באחינו וחזדו ורח מן חי נריך ומזיין ורביך וקודם וקודם אבון ושמי ומרומן יהי שמרה במן שמי וחיים טוב ומלאין וכו יסוף ומרומן איסי שלם במרעים וביעס ושם מלאין וכו יסרוף ומרומן